live from Santa Clara, California. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Live from New York and Buffalo, this is the one and only Clash of the Podcast presented by Conrad Cushman of Everything Pro Wrestling and Sean Hubbard of Hubbard Wrestling Weekly. We are so blessed and thrilled to be with you guys again tonight for another great edition of Clash of the Podcast, the Jerry Rice edition of Clash of the By God Podcast. So thankful to be with you this evening, Conrad, and chat. We see you guys are ready and raring to go. We're running a little bit late talking about some real life stuff. You know, sometimes that's necessary, man, but it's a blessing, like I said, to be in the midst with you guys tonight. It's been a really cool transition as we get ready for WrestleMania season. You know, when that clock changes, that means we're on the doorstep. So we're looking at about 3.5 weeks before we are really in the midst of this thing, man. So we got a lot to talk about. We're going to talk about the rise of Tiffany Stratton. We're going to talk about AEW. We're going to talk about the Bloodline. And we're going to have some fun. So with that being said, on behalf of Conrad, it's me, Sean Hubbard. Conrad, my brother, God bless you. Happy to be here with you. Drop that thing.
Beautiful people, what is going on? What is happening? Thank you guys so much for joining us. I shouldn't be dropping as much this week because I'm in a different browser. Apparently that was the problem after going back and forth. I told Sean I would mention it to him once we finally talked that we were talking about real life issues and such. I'm going to address a few things here. I know about the breaking Vince McMahon news. I have not read the article because it just came out while I was promoting the show. I have seen who the corporate officers' names are now that have been released and that are tied to them. And, we're going to address that at a later date and time. Trust me, this is going to go on for a long, long time. But I urge all of you to go out, read the article. Brandon Thurston posted it from WrestleNomics, fellow Buffalo guy, so I got to show him some love. And make sure that you guys look into who these people are and who have been named in this suit as well.
Yes, yes.
I'm going to get into the shout-outs for the chat real quick. If I skip over any of this, we are playing catch-up a little bit here tonight. So let's get on our hinds. Let's move it here. Doug, first one in, episode 80. I think I got the first comment in. Conrad, Sean, chat. Let's get into it. What up, Dougie?
What up, Doug? Teach me how to, Dougie. Teach me how to, Dougie. Hey.
First time I knew Sean could dance was because of that song.
We made. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Guy Will Gamble says, yep.
Yep.
Sean, what is this? Played what?
Quit. I don't know.
Is that a card game?
I don't know. I'm confused.
Oh, it's a Jack in the Box game where you rank stuff in category. Okay. Oh,
okay. Okay. Thank you for
telling me, because I would have been lost. We need a perfect final round to win the category. Pro wrestling debuts from earliest to latest. I won finals MVP.
Sounds like fun.
Good. Yo, shout out to Quills. I'm not going to even read Quills' thing first. Quills is going to get some love. I saw he did a performance out here in the local area, so big shout out to Quills. Make sure you check out my man SQ. I saw him putting up some of his raps, some of his live performances on stage, so good for you. And, Quills said the same thing you did. What's up? Quills is back with my two favorite bros, CJ Hubs. Episode 80, the Jerry Rice edition of the best wrestling podcast today, Clash of the... I feel like Sean should always say this.
A By God Podcast.
Love it, Quills. Love
Thank you, Quilly.
And there you go. I crushed my performance this past Friday, spitting those bars and getting that crowd turned. Now it's time to listen to Kyron and Sean crush with another edition of Clash of the Podcast. Let's talk some wrestling.
God bless you, Quills. We appreciate you.
Mike says, hey.
What's up, though? Mike, what up?
Yo, appreciate all the love from The Rock on the podcast. There's a lot of people from The Rock area. Much love.
My favorite Vinny, the only Vinny we like, saying, hey, guys, happy Monday. God bless. God bless you, Vinny. God bless you. He also says, Russ is a stealer. I'm hyped to have a QB that gives our offense more production. He is a John Cena of the NFL, but can ball. And you know something? I'm happy that you're happy because I'm unhappy because the New York Giants are idiots. And they have let Saquon Barkley walk away, and now he's going down the turnpike to the Philadelphia Eagles.
Wait, that really happened? Yo, can I tell you this? I was so lost in work today doing what I was doing today. I was working on some things. I was late getting off of work.
Okay.
And I have no clue football-wise what happened except for Tony Khan and his family. I know they took two of the Bills players that we got rid of. Mm-hmm. Mitch Morris is over there now. And I heard Gabe Davis is now going to be on the Jaguars.
Yep. Well, the New York Giants have been hemming and hawing with Saquon Barkley for over 2 years. Saquon Barkley, as much as it saddens me on a personal level, I can't be mad at him because he has to do what's good for him and his family. They have made him the second highest paid running back in the NFL while the Giants were not going to give him 10. He's going to average about 15 in Philly. And you know what? For the first time in my life, and I'm talking about in my entire life, when the Eagles play the Giants, I hope he runs it down our throats because the Giants are idiots.
How did they mess that up? That's crazy.
You give Daniel Jones $40 million and you won't give Saquon 12?
Ray says, happy Monday, guy. I hope everyone had a great weekend. SmackDown entertaining last week. Great promo segments, but the matches were rough. Felt like filler. Mm. Terrell's in the house. What's good? Salute. Here's the timeline of The Rock setting up a trail. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
I don't know if I got time for all of this, but it could be. You could be. Ray's also saying, not sure if anyone caught Sacrifice. I did not catch Sacrifice this week. I actually was sad that I missed it. But I heard it was a really good show. Really enjoyed Alexander and Hammerstone and Nemeth versus Macklin. But the world title matches were lackluster and hurt the show some. Did not see it.
I didn't see it. I saw the highlights, though. They did a good job.
Yeah. Look at Doug says, Vinny, I'm not that big on Russ, but it gives Kenny someone to learn from. Renegade L2K. So I see. Oh, well, there's two of the names. I will not say anymore. Mm. Have a good day. Do-do-do-do-do-do. I don't want to get sued.
What's up, James?
What's good, James? Yes, people are wondering if Minute Maid Man was listed. People were assuming, but we don't know for sure until the name has been named. But...
Intercontinental Championship.
No comments.
I'm not gonna say his name, but I'm just gonna make a prediction. He who will remain nameless tonight, gauntlet match.
I still feel like they're gonna stick with Chad, man. You have to at this point.
I hear you. They should, but I hear you.
Sammy's in the mix too, though, because if Sammy doesn't win, we'll get into it. We'll get into it. McKinney, yo, I'm here to talk wrestling with the Live Fire chat and the London and Kendrick of podcasts. Clash of the podcast that lets you know if you could go back and fix your mistakes, you'd erase yourself.
Oh, that's strong. I like that.
It is. What up, McKinney?
McKinney, good stuff.
Me and McKinney had a little back and forth on IG on one of the topics we're going to get into today.
Nice.
I'm interested in his thoughts in it. Everyone, man, the football talk is going crazy.
Oh, no. Do me a favor. Do me a big favor. Go back to that betrayal thing.
I'm going up. Wait, who had it?
Was Saquon's it Vinny? Saquon's fans, I'm about betrayal.
Think we'll be good. No?
There we go. T317, listen, bro. I'm a Giant fan. It sounds like you're a Giant fan. I'm a Giant fan, too. Saquon has taken a pay cut the last 3 years, bro. Saquon did not do anything wrong. It pains me that he left. But the Giants have been messing over him for 2.5 years. He had to do what he had to do, bro. I don't blame Saquon for a thing, bro.
I don't understand the money allocation that you said. That does not make sense to me at all.
Well, like I said, he wanted $11.5 million.
I know. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, I was going to say, in a general sense, I know people think running backs are dispensable because they're
so they do. I don't know why.
Not all of them, bro.
Yeah.
There's elite.
He's gonna rush for 1,500 yards and 20 touchdowns this year. And I'm not gonna cheer for Philly, but seeing him do well is gonna make me very happy because the Giants are freaking morons.
Next up on the list.
Yep. M. Leezy Foe Sheezy. Hello. Good evening, everyone. Hope everyone is having a good day, and let's kick off this week with the best duo in pro wrestling community. Thank you, and God bless you, Matt.
Appreciate you, Matt. Appreciate you. I'm trying to figure out how to get that glow from behind my head, man. I don't know what it is. I think it's just this the thing that I'm using it on here.
Okay.
I'm in a different window. Shout out to Edge. And not the wrestler, Microsoft.
Not the. That's funny.
Joel says, "Hey, Kyra, tell us what you think of 2K24." Sean has it as well, folks. So,
quick thoughts on
2K24. I'm not ready to do the full review yet. I haven't jumped into every mode, I'll say. I'm still on the showcase. I'm in the WrestleManias, like, I'm in like Ruthless Aggression, switching over to PG right now.
I like the WrestleMania mode. I mean, I enjoyed, you know, going down memory lane. Universe to me is kind of the same. I don't really see many differences. I haven't done, you know, the pathway one. What's it called? Like legend, whatever, make become your own.
Oh, the showcase one.
Yeah, I haven't done that yet. So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, that's the mode that I'm on right now where you replay the matches, right?
Yeah, I'm
on that now. I don't like the slingshot technology where it like goes into the match, and I'm like, I'd rather play the game than watch the match. That's just me talking, though.
No, not you.
Yeah, and he says it was brutal too. I appreciate that, Emleezy. Lions Bucks trade now where they trading teams. What is this? What is this? John G, Conrad, and Sean, appreciate you, John.
Jay Jizzle, what up, though?
Was good. Kyra got that Naomi glow. All right, we're catching up. XG Dub, what's good? DSR. Oh, Dark Side of the Ring? Forgot the O. Yeah. John Tenta, did you watch that one this week?
I did. Informative. I wish they had given him a little bit, talking about his heyday a little bit more. I felt like the crux of what made him a big star in 1990 was kind of run through kind of quickly, but I liked it.
Yeah. Let me see here. I don't know about y'all, but
They should have talked more about how he almost destroyed Hulkamania.
Yeah. Them Quake Burgers, though, those were real. Yeah. I remember that episode, and Vince smacks the plate down. He got real angry. Like,
yeah,
this is funny.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah. And you know what? Natural Disasters, man. I know a lot of people put them on like horrible tag teams, but I always had an enjoyment for them. I don't know why. Just two big dudes just crushing people.
And I will say something I never thought I would say. It's time to let Tugboat live his life and enjoy his life. Let's stop bothering him about, you know, the botch in WCW. He made a mistake. It is what it is.
Nothing wrong with Uncle Fred.
Yeah, he seems like a good guy.
No, he followed me after we did one of our six-pack shows when we were doing the worst gimmicks.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I thought I told you guys that.
No, I didn't know that. That's awesome.
Yeah, he followed me after. That was I had like him and Slaughter, a bunch of the old-timers started following me.
Very nice. You should have invited him on to do a show with you, bro. Okay. Yeah. All right.
You know how I get. Why is the back of your head green? I think it's the I'm in a different – I usually use Chrome and for the dome, and it's just not, it ain't clicking today. It's okay. I'd rather have this than getting dropped all the time. What article? Emleezy, I sent it to you on Twitter. Yeah, Rob, you ain't lying. What's good, Rob? John L, what's good? Watching on Twitch. We're on there as well.
Nice, John L. Nice to see you.
I'm just jumping in. Jocelyn in the house.
Jocelyn, what up, though?
How dare these people at Burger King?
Have attitude over impossible walk. I feel you.
And then she says, evening and love to everyone. Appreciate it.
Evening and love to you too during this WrestleMania season and March Madness season. I'm a big March Madness guy.
That's right. Go Tar Heels, baby.
That's right. I didn't know you were. You're in North Carolina. I like North Carolina and Michigan. I'm a Michigan guy as well.
I will cheer UB if they're ever in it, but we're all too right. Like low level for all
that's
that.
That's what's up. I mean, that's like me cheering for Iona, and you know
that. Yeah.
You know.
And I'm a big Michigan fan too, for like college and basketball.
Oh yeah,
here for them.
Oh yeah, I love it. Nice. Oh, look, yeah. all these years, and we're still getting to know each other, brother.
hey, which one of y'all is Kendrick? That's important. We're not even going to do that.
Good point.
Kirk Cousins to the Falcons. I did hear that as well. I cannot believe that.
I kind of like that, though. I kind of like that, Joel. That's actually a good move for them.
Did they announce their coach pick?
Well, it's certainly not going to be Belichick.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. Interesting. We got a bunch of comments from people. I'm just trying to see if anything here, anybody new that we have missed. John G. Buff Bagwell tomorrow night. Yes, I'll make sure to check out that Dark Side of the
Ring. He's buff. He's a stuff, and the girls just can't get enough.
Oh, I swear, man. If I was younger, I used to be able to do the buff dance instantly.
Buff, oh, yeah. You got it. You got it, man. I'm tired of you talking about yourself like you're an old man, man. If being an old man in your 30s means you're an old man, that means I'm an old man too. I don't like that, bro.
All good, man.
You got a lot of years ahead of you, brother.
Entertain, appreciate you jumping in here.
Yes.
Rob says Shockmaster made him a lot of money in his twilight years, though. I'm glad he could take it in stride. Yeah, he never really like took offense to anything. That's why I was surprised he followed me after that show, because I'm sure we were on that show dogging Shockmaster. But
we all do our research in our own way. From what I understand, they built the thing wrong where there was a big beam that blocked his foot from getting over the top. That's not his fault.
Right? Uh-oh. I see a lot of Duke fans popping up in the chat. Y'all go hang out with Derek. Derek's a Duke fan, too.
Blue My guy. Guy, Derek. I see you, brother.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. You guys are telling me some crazy stories in here, man. I got to wait to see this. And we'll end with McKinney real quick. McKinney says, I hope Gable and Sammy go to a time limit draw, and they both get to go into the match. At WrestleMania 40, Gable wins, but then Sammy and Gunther build to a world title story for WrestleMania 41. Could be.
It's not going to happen, but I'm going to tell you my dream scenario for the Intercontinental Championship. It's a selfish desire. It's a selfish thing. I want to see it have nothing to do with Brock Lesnar. I want it to be a no contest tonight, where everybody goes into a ladder match, and after Jay beats Jimmy on night one, on night two, you know what happens. My boy comes out, the general manager of Raw. He says, I have one more entry for the ladder match for the Intercontinental Championship. Uso! It's just me, Uso.
That's definitely not happening.
It's not going to happen. I know.
We already know where this story's going.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Real quick, I did want to acknowledge people going into the Hall of Fame as well. Actually have the picture for Ali, but Muhammad Ali was announced today. Sean, quick thoughts on Ali. I know you're the boxing pro of us too, but...
The only man in the world that could be considered the greatest of all time and have that many losses, and I am one of those people. I believe he has 6 career losses, if I'm not mistaken, but he is still the greatest to ever do it. His appearance at WrestleMania 1 was absolutely historic. Anybody who saw that match, the main event, Orndorff and Piper versus Hogan and T, Muhammad Ali was not just a regular guest referee. He was very active. He threw punches. He was involved. Muhammad Ali was amazing, and we miss him every day. He is one of my father's and grandfather's heroes, and by default, one of mine. Love that guy. Love that guy. And long overdue, in my opinion, because to me, him getting inducted in 2024, when his WrestleMania moment was WrestleMania 1, to me, I mean, Andre the Giant in 93 being the first ever inductee, I'm thinking 94 should have been Ali. He should have been in that class. I'm talking about 30 years ago, but better late than never.
I will agree with that. I am, you know what? I felt like I had to make sure that I put this in there. Let's see if it pops up. I had to put the Ali picture up. He deserves it, man. If you don't know, Muhammad Ali is for the world of he wrestled against a lot of the boxing versus wrestler matches back. I just can't believe it, man. Just really good to have him in there. Official at the first WrestleMania match. So well done. Yeah. Paul Heyman going in as an inductee this year. Philadelphia, it seems like the perfect place to do it. I don't know when they're going to be in Philly again. you only got one chance sometimes to get it right. Heyman's going in. Probably, if you ask me, I know he says he's not a manager because he says, I can't be the best manager. It's already gone to someone, Bobby the Brain Heenan. Best advocate, best agent, whatever you want to call him, Paul Heyman has done it all in pro wrestling. From picture taking to what he has done, cannot say enough good things about the credibility that he brought to pro wrestling and creative mindset.
Paul Heyman had the courage to do what we should have done. I mean, us coming in, up in the 90s and the early 2000s, maybe we wouldn't have had that opportunity because the security was better by then. But in the 70s, when he came up, him sneaking into Madison Square Garden, sneaking into production meetings, I mean, the guy had courage, and he wouldn't be where he is today if he didn't make those crazy decisions. So God bless.
Yeah.
I don't know if we would have been able to get away with that in the early 2000s.
No, definitely not. Trust me. Bull Nakano also going in.
I like this one. This was a sneaky one. I didn't see this one coming, but I like this one. I thought she was really good.
Yes, Bull Nakano. She was one of the people they had brought in to feud with Alundra Blaze. Obviously, they thought highly enough of her to say, why can't you carry the WWF Women's Champion and defend it in Japan and all over for a little bit for us? Her time came to an end when the women's division came to an end and Alundra Blaze went back to WCW to become Medusa, dumped the belt in the garbage can. Much love. Bull Nakano got released also for something else. I won't get too deep into it. You could look it up. I didn't know it until this week, actually, what she got released for from the WWF. But good on Bull Nakano, someone who definitely deserved it. And last but definitely not least, a great tag team, the U.S. Express, Barry Windham and Mike Rotunda going in. I think it's well-deserved for these guys to go in. I am a big, big fan of Barry Windham. And I think Mike Rotunda is on my list of, like, underrated, underappreciated performers. Really good. What, not a fan of the U.S. Express?
It's not that I'm not a fan. We're talking about the Hall of Fame. Muhammad Ali going in to the celebrity wing makes all the sense in the world. The United States Express, they only had two WrestleMania appearances, or one if I'm not mistaken. And look, is Barry Windham a Hall of Famer? Yes. Is Barry Windham a Hall of Famer as member of the Horsemen? Yes. Is Irwin R. Scheister a Hall of Famer? Yes. But for their contributions to World Wrestling Entertainment, are the U.S. Express Hall of Fame caliber? That was a little bit of a reach, guys. A little bit of a reach. They're both Hall of Famers individually, but not together.
I think that they were disrespected very highly around that time for what they contributed to the business, if that makes sense. Did you ever hear the reason of why Barry Windham left in 86?
I did not hear why, and I want you to educate me on that in less than 30 seconds. But in the next 29 seconds, I want to say that I think that Mike Rotunda deserves to be Hall of Fame because of his contributions as IRS. I believe he should be Hall of Fame because of his contributions as a member of the Varsity Club in WCW. I just don't remember U.S. Express. And you know I'm a historian. I don't remember U.S. Express contributing too much as a team. That's like saying, you know what that's like saying? Because Tito deserves it and Rick Martel deserve it, right? Do Strike Force deserve to be in the Hall of Fame?
How long were they a team?
A year and a half.
Tough. I will never forget that turn, though.
Well, that was awesome, by the way. But tell me what happened with Barry Windham.
So Barry Windham and Mike Rotunda were asking for days off. So remember, they were the first ones to have the real American theme. It was not Hulk Hogan.
Oh, yeah.
It was them. Mm-hmm. They came out. They were very popular. They were the tag team champs for a while. Who beat them for it? Was it Nikolai Volkov
and Sheik?
Yeah. So they transitioned the belts off of them. They were young too at this time.
Right.
Like, look at Barry Windham's face right there. He ain't the rugged veteran yet.
Yeah.
And they were working on the road for 96 days straight. They were promised days off from the beginning of that. They're like, you're gonna get a day off, I promise. And then they looked. They were like, yo, it's been 3 months, bro, and we're on the road every single day. When are we gonna get a day off? He said, Mike left first, and then I went home after that, and then Mike came back, and I didn't come back. Mm. And he decided not to come back, and he started working for Jim Crockett. It was in the age of they didn't have the contracts.
Okay.
He said that they were going to be pushed as the top team and all that stuff, but it just didn't work out.
Well, you're never going to get me to say that Gomez was a fair person. He wasn't. I'm just saying, look, and you know me, bro. You know me, chat. Y'all know me.
I agree with what you said too about like if you asked me what would I put them in for, it would be Money Inc. And I, personally, I'd probably put Barry Windham in for his solo contributions to pro wrestling.
Right. Look, IRS for his contributions in Money Incorporated, Barry Windham for his individual and contributions to the Horsemen. I'm just saying, bro, that the U.S. Express contribution to professional wrestling as active competitors, as a team, that would, when I first saw that, I was like, ooh, that's a little bit of a reach.
Maybe it was for Wyndham.
Brandon. Yeah, maybe. That's fine.
Maybe, because I think they're going to hold off on him, because I feel like he would be the headliner if he was in.
Right.
But maybe. We'll see. We'll see. Right. They still got a couple people.
Absolutely.
But they are the first to defend their tag team championships at Mania. I think that's the main qualifier for them.
Maybe so. Could be. Maybe so.
Could be.
Mm-hmm.
Triple H created a great Hall of Fame class this year, so I can expect for the Hall of Fame to come because it's Triple H. It's got me more interested in it. I can tell you I haven't watched the Hall of Fame in years.
Well, let me tell you something. For me fighting the whole two-night WrestleMania thing, number one, this is going to be the first year I'm on board because the Bloodline situation has made the two-night situation really mean something. But also, the Hall of Fame on the Friday right after – I mean, you talk about a jam-packed weekend. You got SmackDown Live followed immediately by the Hall of Fame, which I love. And then the next afternoon is NXT, and then later that afternoon is WrestleMania, and then WrestleMania again. WWE is on fire right now. As it relates, let me not act like I've totally turned a new leaf here. As it relates to premium live events, they are really moving pretty good when it comes to value. Because you want to talk about a value? That's what UFC, AEW, New Japan, they all need to follow this model because for things that I complain about with World Wrestling Entertainment, you can't complain about their value for pay-per-view.
It's true. It's true. But I always tell people this too. WWE and AEW are in two different businesses when it comes to pay-per-view. There's a reason why AEW gives you 13, 12, 13 matches and WWE can give you 6.
Right. Trust me. That's a good point.
It's about the bang for the buck. Don't give me 6 matches for no $50. I'll be dang if you do that. But I get it. It's time. It's time to talk. Finally, it's time for your lives to have meaning again. The Bloodline segment. These guys have been going overboard. I felt like I saw 3 Undertaker entrances in all of this. First you got Roman, he's got to walk out slow, do the finger pointing up, then you got Rock's new entrance with the lights get dim, the lights get bright, then he shows up and walks down ever so slowly, and then you got Cody, it looks like the 4th of July when he comes out. I'm like, dang, bro, did you get Pyro to walk out? Did you get very Pyro good, on the stage?
Very good Pyro impression, by the way. That was pretty good.
I actually hate Pyro, for the record. Rob will tell you. They always yell at me. Like, I cover my ears at every show I go to. They're like, why do you do this, bro? And I'm just like, I hate the noise, bro. I hate the noise.
Don't listen, bro. Don't highlight this comment yet. I'm just going to say, Vinny, we're going to get to your comment. Vinny, don't worry. He won't be for long.
Uh-oh.
So let's go. Uh-oh.
Yes.
Vinny, don't worry. He won't be for long. We'll get to it.
Yeah. And I wonder who wrote that Diarrhea Dwayne line for him. But let's get back into this, though. What did you think of this segment and where we're going? It sounds like the match is made. We got ourselves that tag team spot, Sean.
Look, no one's been more critical of WWE than me, right? But I have to give them credit. They certainly made chicken salad out of chicken you-know-what with this situation. I mean, we went from having Roman for one night to having Roman for 2 nights. We're going to have Seth for 2 nights. We're going to have Cody for 2 nights. And in all likelihood, we're going to have Rock for 2 nights. So you can't go wrong with that, right? You can't go wrong with that. The problem is that Rock needs to keep a timer on his promos, bro. You got to do better. You got to pay attention. Just because you're The Rock doesn't mean that Fox is going to give you 5 more minutes, bro. You got to do better at watching the clock. And at the end, thank God they got the slap in before they went off the air. But for people who were in the arena, it was confusing because I saw the after the bell footage, and it was like after the slap, The Rock just looked at Cody, and then they played Rock's music and they walked out. It was weird.
Well, weird. Just because you got to see the slap didn't mean others did either, because the news plays right after. So at 10 o'clock, they're going to the news. They don't care about none of that. None of that. And maybe it's just Rock's bad habit, like Monday Night Raw back in the day. What was the overrun they used to have? Do you remember now? Is it 7 minutes?
They used to have an overrun of about 4 minutes.
Yeah. Rock, you don't have that luxury anymore. Yeah. He's got to watch the camera people. But it's so weird because they make it so obvious now, too, what they're doing.
They're making it obvious, but at the same time, it's not obvious to the people watching on television. Rock needs to question
if the old heads will watch that, though, where they're like,
oh, sure.
He's like, I'm not watching that. You better tell whoever's job it is in the back to tell them to hold on as long as they can. But
this is the problem I have with Dwayne Johnson. For me, and look, I'll be the first to admit, my stance on WrestleMania has changed. I'm officially excited now for WrestleMania. I never thought I'd get that way, but I am. What they've done to my boy Jey Uso, I'm still pissed about. What they've done as it relates to the world championship situation, I'm still pissed about. But they have made the situation with Roman, Rock, Cody, and Seth right. So I can't be mad at that, right? What I'm saying is, Dwayne, watch your cues. They gave you 20 minutes. They gave you 20 minutes. Right? Well, I mean, what do we need? Like, do we have to give them a half hour to make sure they get their stuff in?
Put them at the beginning of the show then and then cut from that way.
There you go.
That's probably the better way to do it with them, but
right.
The buildup keeps the people invested in the show too. So,
well, that's nice. Thank God they got the slap in because they almost missed it.
Yeah, for some, I told you some people did miss it. Some people said they didn't get to see it.
Wow.
But once again, WWE and AEW in the past week have both shown the powers of social media. Thank goodness that that's around now, and you can just click it. This isn't like back in the day where, oh, it went off. What happened? So
I got to admit something to you, brother. Oh, what? Man, I never thought I'd say this. These Rock promos on social media.
Fire.
Yo, they've been really good. I'm so surprised. I mean, I can't believe it, but they're actually, bruh, he's been doing his thing. He hasn't been that great on SmackDown, but the promos on his social media have been fire, bro. Fire.
I'm just laughing at the comments. Y'all stop it. Stop it in this.
First of all, let's be real. LaFemme Nikita, right? Who's that, Doug?
Rob.
What up, Rob? Nikita. Rob, I love it because LaFemme Nikita, that immediately following Raw, right? I love it.
Remember that? I remember Pat Blue before Sunday Night Heat on the bike.
Yeah, come on now.
Silk Stockings, yes. Duck. What was the Duckman show? Was that what it was called? Duckman
or something like that. Rob, yeah. you're right on the money, dude. Right on the money.
Derek, over talking about some Vinny Vici. Yeah. Stop listening to Ja Rule CDs.
Holla.
The Rock feels like he needs a mini movie production with his promo. Like, I just think The Rock's trying to talk people into the seats, man.
Yeah, but you know what, Dwayne? If you're going to take 47 minutes to get to the ring, then you got to speed up your speech.
Yeah, they're trying to listen. They're from the school of sell it all, sell the entrance, sell this, sell that. But I agree with you, though. They gotta move it if they're going to do all these things. Mike's talking about I Remember. That must have been to a comment before with some of those shows. Rocks had posted 20-minute videos of pure gold on social media with rants. Yes. No,
TU317, I agree, man.
Oh, Hubs, by the way, I hope you're having fun at WrestleMania 31 watching Rollins pull off the heist of the century.
I am, you know. It's like this is a pretty good seat, too. I know it's far away, but I got a pretty good view of the ring to my immediate right. It's not bad, bro. Not bad.
McKinney says Cody slapping Rock wasn't great for me because I saw it coming. He took off the glasses and put his chin out. Cody was supposed to slap it right when he called him a mistake.
It wasn't perfect, McKinney. I agree with you. It wasn't perfect, but what I'm saying is thank God they got the slap in, because if they hadn't of it would have been a complete waste.
Let me challenge you, McKinney. Was it supposed to look like that? That's how I viewed it. I think you're going to go back and look at some of this stuff, and it's going to be like, oh, we should have seen it coming for some fans. And I'm going to be like, oh, I saw it coming a mile away, what they end up doing. But we'll see.
Well, can we go back down prediction row for a second, please? Because I'm one thing about me, I'm going to be a man, and I'm going to step up and say what I got to say, bro. It looks like I'm 0-2 on my WrestleMania predictions. It looked like for a while I was going to be 2-0, but it looks like I'm going to be 0-2. It looks like Rock is going to wrestle at WrestleMania, and it looks like Cody's going to finish the story. But I'm just going to say, don't be too sure about Cody. I'm about 75%. I think Cody's probably going to – the way this is showing out, it looks like Cody's going to finish the story. But I just can't shake in the back of my mind this Hulk Hogan record that's going to be eclipsed during the summer. If he holds on to it one more WrestleMania, I just have a feeling there might be something going on. I'm just saying.
Man. Ali, welcome to the chat. First time seeing you in here in a minute at least.
Welcome.
Rock charisma is unmatchable. Closest anyone came is Roman, but in this situation, Cody not looking like the big star of the story. Sorry, this angle has not helped Cody. I wouldn't say it's helped Cody. This angle's been difficult, but I will give them credit for backpedaling into the spot that they were in.
WWE has been one of the worst run storylines companies in all of wrestling. I have to give them credit. In this one and only, keep it, look at me, Conrad, one and only situation, they have managed to fix it.
They've done right. They should give Rock and Roman those golf cart shaped mini carts to speed up the entrances. They might need them carts at WrestleMania, brother.
For real. By the way, those carts were sweet, bro. Yeah. I really enjoyed those carts. WrestleMania 3 and WrestleMania 6.
Yeah, well, you know who they needed them carts for, who was on both them carts. Andre.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Andre was not trying to walk to them rings back
then.
I think 3 was more of a, yo, look, they don't even walk. They're just moving on the carts.
Well, it turned out that cart scene with him and Bobby the Brain turned out to be one of the most iconic pictures of all time.
Yeah, where Heenan's got his head down.
Yeah.
So good. Yeah. So good. I've been listening to Bobby the Brain Heenan shoot interviews, bro. Just like little clips of him. I miss that guy.
Let me tell you something, brother. I love Paul Heyman. I love Jesse the Body Ventura. There's nobody better that's ever done it than Bobby the Brain. Bobby the Brain, for him, his transition into commentary. Hi, Deanna. How you doing? Thank you.
What's up, Deanna?
I'm just saying. Deanna, I appreciate you. I'm just saying, that record for Hogan, it's September, bro. It's not 2 more years. It's September. I mean, do you think it's beyond the realm of possibility?
You know where I stand on this.
Yeah.
I don't care about no fourth best record.
Okay.
I mean, unless you're trying to erase Hogan, I guess, but I don't even know what that does, you know? That's how I feel about it.
So okay. Like, okay.
What does this mean if we do it? What does it mean?
I mean, you got the bash in Berlin in September where Gunther could take it off of him.
Don't start that. Don't start this.
Just saying, bro.
Sean trying to sell y'all, man. Sean, I always say this. If we're ever in a creative room, Sean's the dude that goes, guys, listen. I know Cody's supposed to win. But what if? And then Sean starts convincing you.
I'm just saying. The whole world is expecting this big coronation of Cody Rhodes on April 7th, 2024. What if we throw him a little curveball? That's all I'm saying.
Vinny brings up a good point. He says, whichever team wins telegraphs the winner of night two, the winning team will lose the next night.
Does it have to be that way? Not necessarily, Vinny, but it's going to sound like I'm contradicting myself. Not necessarily, but that's what's going to happen. because it doesn't make any sense the other way around. Look, here's one thing that I will not ruin. Make sure you guys tune in. Hubbard Wrestling Weekly, April 4th, 8:35 p.m. for the official WrestleMania prediction show and trivia show. It's going to be a blast. Conrad will be there as well. Crystal will be there as well. Jesse will be there from Pro Wrestling Shoot as well, and a surprise guest that even Conrad doesn't know about. So here's the thing. when you look at the tag match, I'll give you a little bit of a spoiler. Cody and Seth can't win that match, bro. They can't. You're telling me no Bloodline Night 2?
All the juice gone.
I mean, are you really going to tell me no Bloodline Night 2? Come on. That's silly. I mean,
there could be an ace in the sleeve, though.
Right. That's true.
You know, ain't nobody realer than Gorilla. Let's see here. I'm just looking. McKinney said, had he not taken off the glasses, it would have been better. I hear you. Should I just finally say what I'm thinking this is? I think Cody and The Rock are setting everybody up. This is a setup.
It's a setup
from the whisper. It's been a setup from the beginning, and they're gonna play off that whisper because
it's a setup.
Anything so small, slap me. The promos, yeah, we talk crap back and forth. We had to make it look real, right?
It's a setup.
But here's my thing: what if it backfires? There's always that option that Sean's talking about. What if I see people saying maybe Seth turns?
It's a setup, all right. It's a setup, all right. I'm leaving it at that. It's a setup, all right.
I think it's a setup. I think Rock's going to save the day for them. However it happens, whether that's they lose or whatever they got to do. chill. So Seth's not walking out the champ to you either right now.
Seth Rollins is going to walk out champion at WrestleMania 40, I believe. And I think Seth is going to get booed that second night because I think Seth Rollins is going to turn on Cody Rhodes.
That would be wild.
I think, and to answer everybody's question, Cody's going to take the fall night one.
Interesting.
Cody's going to take the fall night one. Yes, sir. I'm telling you.
Did you see James' question here that has spewed off? I don't know how real this is. It might be real. Thoughts on the Prime Bottle logo in the middle of on all the pay-per-view mats?
I'm fine with it. I think it's a bit much, but it is what it is.
I watch Sean. You watch UFC, boxing.
I do.
New Japan Pro Wrestling.
Yep.
TNA, AEW. This has been around for years. I'm fine with it. Whatever. I don't. Sometimes it can be a little too much on the mat, but it's fine. It's fine with
me. Can I ask you a question real quick?
Go ahead.
WrestleMania 10. Who won the title?
Bret Hart.
Who lost the first match?
Bret Hart. Because his brother was better than him that night, and he couldn't get to it.
Well, that's true. I agree with that. But I'm telling you, Cody's going to lose night one. Matter of fact, I'm putting that on blast right now. Cody will be the one to take the fall night one.
My favorite moment, too. Owen was such a great hater that he came out and hated even when he won the title. I beat him.
What about me? That's another crime. God rest his soul that he never won the title.
Yeah. Owen could have definitely been the person that said a Bob Backlund, in my opinion.
You know who I look at Owen Hart like? God rest his soul. I look at him like Chris Jericho.
Just never got that proper run?
No. I look at him Chris Jericho like 2001. 2002, I mean.
Oh,
he could have been that type of, you know, champion.
Yeah. Yeah, he could have been. Terrell says, Conrad Hubbard, if Rock stays, should Austin return, go heel, and refer to the two-man power trip? No.
You know what, T317? I like where you're going. I'm just going to tweak it a little bit. I think if Rock stays, Austin should return and go face with Triple H and form the two-man power trip.
Interesting. Heenan hated the carts because they were slow and the fans could hit him with stuff as they were going to the ring. Watch the clips. Andre got his hand out blocking trash from being thrown.
That's true, but it was still iconic, bro.
Yeah, with him with his head down with garbage flying at them because they turned. Like, it worked. It worked back then. We got a bunch of people in here. Hold on. I'm just trying to jump down. Rock will guarantee he's out there for night two. Yes.
You know, who's that, Rob? Rob? Rob, yo, you're 100% right, bro. You listen, everybody in the chat, Conrad, you can't guarantee me no Bloodline night two. Like, what are you doing? Right. See, what they should have said, the stipulation is stupid. I like where they were going, but they messed it up. It should have been night one if you
tag
win.
Match.
If you, huh?
Just straight up tag match.
No, I disagree. There should have been a stipulation, just a difference. The stipulation is if we win, no holds barred night two. If we lose, straight up wrestling match night two. You don't say the bloodline is barred from ringside.
I think it's too telegraphed what WWE does, like their stipulation sometimes. Because now it's like, okay, well, what's going to happen? But we'll see. Maybe they pull it off and they fool me. We'll see.
Yeah.
BJ said, yo, sorry for the late run-in, but I hope y'all are doing well and hope y'all had a great Monday. Also,
Thank you, BJ.
BJ getting the win. Mm. McKinney says, I dig the curveball, but it's got to be Seth turning on Cody because he lost the title. I mean, Seth really should like not like that dude.
You have to think about also McKinney and everybody. You have to think about what's already been announced as far as nights are concerned. It is 100% guaranteed that world title matches are going to be number two on night two. So Seth's going into night two as world champion regardless. So, I mean, to me, it could be heel versus heel, him versus Drew. I don't know. I'm just saying Seth liking Cody Rhodes makes no sense. Seth and Cody Rhodes being cool makes no sense. Everybody's looking forward to The Rock screwing over Roman Reigns, right? Hello, McFly. You have a guy that just beat you three times in a row at WrestleMania, whatever, and then Hell in a Cell. Y'all hate each other. Y'all are not friends.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. Yeah. Ali's coming back. He says, okay, this angle is about Cody, Rock, and Roman, but why bury Seth? What is Seth doing in this angle? I heard an interesting thing. I'd love to hear what the chat thinks of this real quick before we get ready to move on. Randy Orton. What if Randy Orton was in Seth's spot instead? Would you appreciate
it? Was world heavyweight champion right now?
Not even world heavyweight champion. What if he was the one just tagging with Cody instead? Like, no, you were in Legacy with me. I got your back for this one. I don't like those guys. They took me out. It would fit more.
It would fit more, but I can't ignore how hearing that we're going to get the World Heavyweight Champion for both nights made me feel. It was cool to know we're going to get those guys two nights in a row.
Right?
You got the WrestleMania main event twice.
And I see people also suggesting it could have been Cena. I think Cena's on his own stuff right now, too.
Yeah, I don't want Cena tagging up with... Please.
Shout out to the chat here. Bobby Snake in my Andre voice. shout out to Pro Wrestling Shoe, who's in the chat, too. Make sure you guys subscribe. They're going to be live tomorrow with some WWE 2K24 content for you guys. Show them some love as well.
Congratulations, Jesse. You deserve it.
He is referring to Jesse. He is a 2K Next Maker now. Good for him. World title match opening night two.
I would agree.
Seth is a good snake, man. Y'all better stop saying this, man. If Seth comes out and does the curb stomp, man, my heart will be broken into little pieces. Like, how could you? But it makes sense. Like, I can't really sit up here and be like, that doesn't make sense if you guys say that. No, it makes perfect sense for me.
But did anybody notice who accepted the challenge?
Yep.
Did anybody notice Cody's reaction?
I didn't notice Cody's reaction. I didn't pay
attention. Cody was like, he gave one of these, like, you kind of jumped the gun. It's a setup! It's a setup! Seth is turning heel. I'm telling you. I love Seth Rollins. You know I love Seth Rollins.
Is this the main event of night one?
Of course it is.
I just had to ask that. I know there's a lot of fans of maybe Bayley getting the main event, or maybe they go with Rhea and Becky, but...
Well, let me clarify. Just because I said, of course it is, doesn't mean I'm happy about it. Because I've always said, and you know this, you're my witness, I've always said the winners of both Royal Rumbles should get to be the main events of both nights.
I think it's nice if you focus on that, but I think sometimes there's matches that'll always... Sorry.
And they haven't done Bayley any favors with her promotion with the match.
Well, promotion-wise, no, but I think her storyline's been pretty good.
Her storyline's been excellent, but they've only given her 5 minutes a week.
Yeah.
This EO Bailey thing has not been promoted properly, bro.
Yeah, and by the way, sidebar about Bianca Belair real quick. I saw the comments on social media this week. Oh,
disgusting.
Disgusting. Disgusting. And I just want to say this. Come say it to my face. I'm a CM Punk fan. That's all I'm going to tell you. Come say it to my face. I'm a CM Punk fan, bro.
To whoever you are, get a life. Get a life. I mean, you disgusting. Reprehensible and disgusting.
For real. They got Naomi feeling sad. I am interested to see what they do on the back end, though. Jay Cargill's still floating around. We don't have anything for the women's tag team titles yet.
That being said, we were just very nice to Bianca Belair for real life reasons. But now I'm going to be mean to her for storyline reasons. mean for her for storyline reasons. I agree completely. Naomi, what are you sitting up here feeling sorry for? Bianca should have slapped you across the face.
Well,
what are you feeling sorry for Bailey for? First of all, Bianca should have broke out the old line. You barely even go here, Naomi. You just got back, bro. You don't even know what's going on.
I thought it made sense in the context, though. That maybe Naomi was cool with Bailey when she left. You know, I'm all right with Bailey.
That made Naomi look weak. Bianca should have beat the crap out of her right there backstage. You're going to sit up here. You look like a tear's coming out of your eye for Bailey. Bailey has no friends because Bailey has alienated the entire. This is, by the way, this is kayfabe. Bailey has alienated the entire locker room with Damage Control. Damage Control turns on her, and now you want somebody to feel sorry for her? Give me a break.
Uh-oh.
Give me a break. And yes, it is. Yes, it is complete hypocrisy because Jey Uso did the same thing. But that doesn't matter.
We'll see. I'm wondering if this leads to a tag team with these two, maybe. I don't know what they're going to pull for some of this undercard. I do think we're getting more women's matches, though.
I think we have a dream match possibility if they pull the trigger. I think we can have – I would love to see Naomi and Bianca versus Jade Cargill and Tiffany Stratton. And by the way, the Tiffany Stratton aspect actually makes sense because they've been interacting with each other.
Do we transition into this?
That's why I did what I did. Don't you? Have we been not doing radio for 80 weeks in a row?
We have. Well, podcasting.
There you go.
We can't say some of this stuff on radio.
That's but true.
Tiffany Stratton, she's been a big deal. Sean brought up the topic of this week, so I'm going to let you kind of run with this. What are you thinking of Ms. Stratton?
It's not often I get this fired up about an NXT graduate, but I am excited about Tiffany Stratton. The only thing that has curved my enthusiasm is WWE once again, for inexplicable reasons, changing her music. I don't understand it. That music in NXT was fire. And she had the flash bulbs and the photographer. And now I don't know. But look, let's just hope she can overcome WWE's ridiculous production decisions. Tiffany Stratton is gold. She looks amazing. No funny crap intended. I'm just calling a spade a spade. A blind man can see she's a very attractive woman. But also, she's extremely athletic. Her story, her in-ring persona is on the money. You know what I look at her as? A younger, more relatable, cooler version of Charlotte Flair.
Wow.
Charlotte Flair is very egotistical. Charlotte Flair is very athletic, tall, blonde. But Charlotte Flair also has an element that brings her down a notch. You know what that element is? Corn. She's extremely corny. Tiffany Stratton, may I dare to say, Conrad, and you can agree or disagree with me, Tiffany Stratton is cool.
Currently. Now, let me say this. Charlotte was on the grill, though. I did see that recently on IG. She was on the grill cooking up the meats. I was like, okay, let me find out.
What does that do with anything?
She's injured, but I'm trying to bring up some positives for Charlotte here.
A cornball making a steak is still a cornball.
That, listen, big fan of the steak, all right? So Charlotte's got no sizzle right now, but I hope she comes back better than ever when she does get back, because I do think there's still time for her to have some great matches with some of the people on this roster. But Tiffany Stratton is not bad. Ace Steele was in an interview, and he recently talked about Tiffany Stratton. He said, yeah, she happened to be down there. He was in the NIL class, or what? I forgot what she was in, the tryout class, I guess, for her and her group, right? And he said she had not a clue about pro wrestling, what it is, what it was.
But really?
She had the athleticism to do it. And he said, to watch what she has come into today, you know what the difference is between her and some of the people in the class? He said, you could see that she wanted it. And he said he's just happy to know, like, wow, that's pretty cool that I saw this person who, like, not a clue what she's doing, huh? And now he's seeing her. He's like, look at her. She's at the Elimination Chamber diving off the top of that thing. That takes some guts. So good for her. Good for her. I'm a fan, though. I like Tiffany Stratton. She's one of the people. If you ask me at NXT, I could name the people who I think, like, yep, you got something. I don't know if that gimmick's going to work, but you're good. You know what I mean? Like, that's how I feel with Tony D'Angelo. I don't know how long that gimmick can stay, but you're good.
Well, like, for God's sakes, please call up Trick and Mello as soon as possible, please.
I think that they're coming sooner than people expect. There's a reason why the title's not on them, and it's not because they're bad. It's because you're good.
It's not like WWE doesn't, you know, doesn't put titles on people who are good, right?
You know what that means.
It's just me, Oos.
Guy Will Gamble says, Vitaly off for a month. Tiffy Time will finish her story. And changing the music. Yo, we have to hire someone better for music. We have to.
But it's not even that, bro. Let me start.
No, it is that.
I'm agreeing with you in a way. But also, they had it right the first time.
Yes. Why do you change the songs of the ones that don't suck?
That's what I'm saying.
Change Ricochet's theme.
Right. Yes.
Change that.
Yes. Yes.
Like, I don't get it.
Like, right. That's what I'm saying. I agree with you in that regard. But in some of the cases, it's like, you had it right the first time, you dummy.
DIY. Why can't they just have their
own theme? Oh, my God. Yo, Gargano's old music was fire, bro. Fire.
That's like Undisputed Era coming out. Could you just imagine, like, get rid of the guitar riffs and stuff and give them some generic rock? Here we go. 1, 2, 3. Like, what
is it? If it wasn't for the Undisputed Era music, Bobby Fish wouldn't have had a job.
I was going to try and stick up for him, but I really don't have anything to say.
No, but seriously, bro. Thank you, Dean. I appreciate you. Seriously. That Tiffany Stratton music was amazing. It was so good. And they just change it. And if you wanted to add It's Tiffy Time, you could have just added It's Tiffy Time to the beginning. Why'd you have to change the whole? I hate this new music, bro. It's so upsetting. I'm like, yo, one of my favorite wrestlers coming up from NXT, and they just changed the music for no reason. And the DIY thing, thank you for reminding me of that. That is just terrible, bro.
Look at McKinney said, I'm Mr. NXT, and I'm telling you, the next crop of women are going to take over the game. Tiffany Stratton's music in NXT was dope. I don't understand why they changed it.
Neither do I, brother. Neither do I.
They do have some fire women down there in NXT right now. I'm telling you, like, there's going to be some really good people coming up. Jim Johnston for the Hall of Fame, I saw someone say.
That's a good point. I agree with that.
Honestly, they need to try to get him back, but they probably can't afford what he's going to ask for.
There you go.
Raven should have been in the game for ECW. Raven is not everyone's favorite in that company, we'll just say. Fire Def Rebel. They should have hired Russell and Flo. They let him. I don't know. He's sitting on the back burner. I'm sure he would consider coming back. Did someone say music? This fire burns. Nah, you leave CM Punk's music alone.
They need to hire us just for us to say no, yes, no. Absolutely not. No. Yes.
Yeah, the music department, they have not been doing it for me.
Yo, I'm gonna say it one more time. Tiffany Stratton's NXT music was fire.
And I appreciate all the viewers. We got enough for a Royal Rumble right now. So thank you guys so much if you're tuning in. If you haven't, come on over to YouTube, subscribe to us. Hub's channel's in the description. I'm gonna put it in the chat right now. Come on in. Come on in, show us some love, and we appreciate you guys.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for that. Thank you for the love, and I definitely think I put the wrong command in the chat. Apologies.
It's all good. Yeah.
So make sure you guys come on over, man. We appreciate those who subscribe to the YouTube channel. Is there anything else we want to add about WWE before we transition into AEW, Sean? Anything you could think of?
No, I mean, I'm WrestleMania season's here. It's a cool time. They've managed to turn the chicken salad. Thank you, sir. They managed to turn the chicken crap into chicken salad, which, as far as the main event is concerned. So, you know, I mean, that's all you can hope for. We're going to have Seth, Cody, Roman, and probably Rock two nights in a row, which is kind of cool. I don't like where they're going with the intercontinental situation, but it is what it is.
I'm interested to see where they go. I really think that they are going to be breaking hearts with Sami Zayn. So just prepare yourselves, folks. I think Sami Zayn and Rey Mysterio are two of the best sellers that they have in that company, like selling moves, selling emotion. Sami Zayn, I used to pity that man in NXT. Pity him. He wins the title. His friend turned on him and powerbombed him on the apron like he was garbage. And I was like, I just had a good moment for him. And right when you think, I can feel good about this guy again. Nope, you better not, because I'm hurt.
And didn't he lose the title by getting, like, destroyed?
Destroyed. And they stopped the match because they felt bad for him. Great selling. That's what Rey Mysterio does. You feel bad for him when he's getting beat up. That's how you do it. We haven't heard anything about Judgment Day for WrestleMania yet either, right? Did they say anything about the tag titles yet?
They haven't, but I think I know where it's going. I think everybody knows where it's going, and I like it. I like the idea of Miz and Truth. But they need to start building the story now, I think.
Yeah, and wow. Sorry, I'm just reading about this Miro news. Is this true? Is this real?
Yeah, I heard about that earlier. I don't know if it's true though. So it's just me, Oos.
Man, you really want to see it happen.
Yo, I'm just saying, they added the Hardys at WrestleMania 33.
I was there.
I know you were.
Great moment. I would play the moment, but you guys would definitely never have your ears back again. Joel says, I bet Damian cashes in in Mania and Gunther. I hope they don't do that.
Oh, Joel, you know what? The sad part is you might be right, but they've just ruined the Money in the Bank thing, man.
Honestly, I think they should pause it sometimes. Like, you can overdo that, too. I think go every other year. 1 year it's for the guys, and the next year it's for the women. I think two Rumbles hurt, too. Like, when you double up on these big gimmick matches. Because, Sean, what's the first thing you did this year? I compared the two Rumbles. I'm like, which Rumble was better? Don't give people that chance to compare them. One Rumble.
Yeah, but you can't go every other year with the Rumble. I love your idea about every other year for Money in the Bank, but you can't go every other year with the Rumble because let's say you give the women a shot. You're really going to go 2 years without a men's Royal Rumble?
Or put one at Mania, one at the pay-per-view. One at Mania. You split it up. You got to do something.
Okay.
I'm just saying, come up with creative ideas. Rumble thing might be tough. There's going to be an announcement about the tag titles rumor for tonight. Uh-oh. It's real. Yes. Renegade, I see you put the names in the chat again. We talked about that in the beginning. Dump all the money out of the briefcase and someone cashes in on the mid-card title. I don't get it. I'm betting one of these two segments are going to be kept in AEW when contracts come up. Ooh. Interesting. Can't compare the two Rumbles because the women been crushing. It's true, but what I'm saying is it hurts one of the Rumbles no matter what every time. One of them suffers from it.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think there's a remedy for it, but I agree with what you're saying.
So you think we're just stuck with the two Rumbles? Like, it's got to happen.
I wouldn't even say stuck. I like two Rumbles, but I understand the dilemma that you're talking about. One does take away from the other. It's just I think you could stagger the Money in the Bank, though. I like where you were going with that.
Yeah. Use it at different events, or if you need to give a little oomph to SummerSlam, like, why have an Elimination Chamber? Use that when you need the oomph, you know? Like, this show is doo-doo butter. Like, let's just put this in here.
Right.
Let's do that. Right. But we don't have it like that anymore, so we'll see. Maybe these changes will come eventually.
Maybe.
It's hard. It's hard to be elite. Speaking of elite, did you know Kazuchika Okada made his debut for AEW?
I heard. You know where I heard that? I heard that on Wednesday night's show on EPW with Derek and Conrad on the Everything Pro Wrestling channel at 10:10 on Wednesday night. That's when I heard it.
I respect it. Yeah, that was a shocking move, but I thought a good one. I actually love Dynamite this week. I thought it was very good. Best one in a long while.
Yeah, me too. I mean, I'm disappointed in the crowd, which is why we talked about this during the week. But I don't think, you know, we got to give credit where credit is due. I do not think it's because the AEW didn't put on a good product. They put on a good show.
Yeah, the ticket sales have been disappointing. Me and Sean went back and forth about this because I've said that I had a lot of positive things to say, but Sean was disappointed with the tickets, and I can respect that too, though. It's not wrong. I guess I'm over, like, every – so as soon as the show ends, like, look around. And I'm just like, dude, just enjoy the show. Like, this was a good show this week. Okay, they didn't sell a lot of tickets. Who cares? You know, I don't know. That's just how I feel about it. And they might be saying the same thing. Is it a marketing problem, Sean? Like, do you not know when the shows are? This isn't TNA to me, because I keep hearing, like, I saw a clip of Alvarez talking about stuff. You have to advertise the shows and who's going to be there. And I'm like, but dude, you know who's going to be there. You know their roster. Their roster is stacked. I don't think that's the problem.
I think they need to do what we've been talking about for months. I think they need to get a small sound stage and call it a day, or go back to Daly's Place every week. I really do. I just don't think that they can sit up here and James, it's funny. No, but they can't. You know, they don't have the capability to fill out their weekly shows. That's apparent. That's apparent.
But Sean, why did that change? Like, I guess I'm going to keep posing questions to people as to what happened to AEW where it was like, oh, I don't want to go to that show anymore. It's still cheaper than WWE.
I wish I knew.
I just don't want people to play themselves into thinking like, yep, this is so great. This is what I want. And even if it was just AEW, I would not want AEW to be the head honcho. This is the only game in town. And I don't want WWE to be the only game in town ever again. Mm-hmm. I'm saying that out loud. Like, I don't know. Support both and support what you like. The did you video package Okada is true. I thought that was another reason why I like Dynamite, though, Sean. They had video packages. Did you notice that?
After I did.
Every commercial.
I did.
I thought they're listening. You can't say Tony Khan don't listen to people most of the time.
I just think that it bothers me to see AEW not get the fanfare it's supposed to. Because the way it translates on television, it looked like good wrestling to me.
Good wrestling, great storytelling, video packages. What more could they ask for? I was waiting for someone to say something foolish this week. Joel said, I like Dynamite too, Conrad. Thought it was one of the better shows in a long time. I respect it. Yes, I agree. Mellow Trick should be on the main roster. Oh, and PAC's return on Collision. They brought PAC back.
Yep. I like what they're doing this week. They're going to have the Tony Awards with Tony Storm on Saturday on Collision.
Oh, they did that. They did that this week. That was good.
All right.
BJ said, thank goodness Okada chose AEW. Don't think I could have handled him being part of Chase U. That meme was funny.
Yo, that's funny.
AZM for Forbidden Door. Maybe Rockstar. Maybe they can get some more people now over for that. Daddy's Little Rich Girl. Deanna said, could it be economics? Could it be less money? But people are paying for these WWE shows, though.
Right.
So that doesn't make sense to me. I don't know. BJ said, I can tell you right now, the upcoming show in my area has been promoted way better than the last two. I've had a ton of ads and posted my feeds the time before. I didn't find out until the week of. Interesting. It's just me, Oos. Sonny Bimbo said Tyson and...
He bit off a little too much than he can chew this time. Oh, baby. He bit off more than he can chew. Don't let the 57-year-old fool you. Mike Tyson's a different kind of cat. Oh, Jake Paul, you done messed up now, boy.
Is this about to be the Iron Man match and go 60 minutes? And it's like, he hung in there, though. He hung in there.
No, Mike Tyson will knock that boy out. Unless it's an exhibition, which you probably, that's the problem. It's probably going to be an exhibition.
Right. It's just I don't know if that what that word's supposed to be. Vexing that the whole weekly shows don't sell, but the pay-per-views do numbers. That's another weird thing. It's the weekly shows that nobody wants to go to, but the pay-per-views fire every time.
Yeah, the pay-per-views are doing great as far as attendance.
Yeah, that Dynasty show is already doing some pretty big numbers for it.
Swerve better win the title. That's all I gotta say.
Yeah. Let me see here. We need AEW to succeed, but the well will run dry and has to turn a profit this year ASAP. I predicted that Tony Khan will turn a profit this year, though. Mm-hmm. I don't know how you feel, but let me ask you this. We had a tease for Will Ospreay, Brian Danielson. How are people? You have to be excited for that, right? Like, that's a once-in-a-lifetime match. You know what made me want to cry this week? That CM Punk's not here, and the matches that could be had if he was hurt my soul. I was like, how did this happen? How did we get here? As a Punk fan, that's just me talking. But
no, you're not wrong. You're not wrong.
You're still getting Danielson versus Ospreay. We saw Swerve. They were cheering for Swerve this week. They want Swerve to be the champion. And I think they might pull the trigger faster than they thought they were going to have to. Like, nah, we better do this quick.
Well, the thing about AEW, they actually listen to the fans.
Because they have to. Because they're not a corporation who are more beholden to who's giving us all the money. Mm-hmm. Yes, you. Yes. What do you want to see happen? I'm just some guy at Fox. Yeah, but tell me what you want to see happen. I want to make you happy. Versus they make the fans happy.
Yep.
This is why I don't understand why we're not buying tickets to this. It's just crazy to me.
It's crazy to me, too, and it bothers me because, God forbid, they go out of business. Everybody's going to complain, oh, WWE has the situation monopolized again. WWE's trash. Meanwhile, when WWE's in your city, you don't go. I mean, when AEW's in your city, you don't go.
Let's see here. McKinney said, I agree with Sean. The numbers do a soundstage or a Full Sail or a Daily's Place, then do the pay-per-view in big buildings. It sounds good. I told you, though, Tony Khan said he likes the promotion that he gets from it. Maybe he's
getting deals on that. Working. Make adjustments. That's what professionals do.
But that's not his. Here's what I'm saying, Sean. It's not your. It's not your cash cow. Who cares? Okay, I can run that arena, and then if more people want to come, good. I have the space. Come on in. Sure, you're more than welcome to come in. Versus you go and run a soundstage, okay, it's full. We got 400 people in here. What does that mean?
I mean, well, you don't have to go that small. I mean, I think you're thinking about, you know.
Or 1,200, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, the Disney setup WCW had was about 400 or 500 people. Daly's Place holds about 2,000 people.
Yeah. I would imagine more than that for Daly's Place.
Yeah, maybe even more, right? So
I'll look it up. Go ahead. Finish your point.
Yeah, so at the end of the day, just have something where they can fill up the arena. Look, optics mean something, bro. Optics mean something. We were just talking about Tiffany Stratton. That's not optics. That's, you know, more listening. But things like music, things like ambiance, things like lighting, things like seeing fans in the seats, even if they're not a whole lot of seats to be had, you got to put people in a position to look successful, at least. Go ahead.
5,500.
5,500, even better. And they sell out that place. They sell out that place every time they go.
I feel like it's a home turf type of thing. So for the pay-per-views, they don't go to, like, no offense to anybody who lives in, like Buffalo. They're not coming to Buffalo for the show. They're going to Sean City. They're going to the big city. Mm-hmm. I get it. They go to Chicago. They're going to St. Louis for Dynasty. They're going to Texas. They're going to Jacksonville maybe to do a show. It makes sense that those are the places where they're going to sell out. Where's your hometown places? Who loves AEW and who doesn't?
But here's another aspect of it. You only sell 5,500 tickets, right? But like you just said, it's a home game every single week. You save money on travel. You save money on hotels. You save money on limousines. You save money on cars. You save money on the production team having to move their stuff to different cities. I don't care where you go. Like McKinney was saying, I don't care where you go for pay-per-views. Every week should be at Daly's Place, and then you go to the big cities for the pay-per-views. They make money hand over fist.
I say give them time. Let's see what they're able to do, too.
I'm telling you, I'm tired of seeing these videos of people of 5,000 seats empty. I'm tired of it. It's a bad depiction. It's a bad outlook on what I think is a good product. But the problem is you have to account for optics. And what Tony Khan is doing, he's not accounting for optics. Yes, it's annoying when some random fan takes out their phone and scans the entire audience and shows 5,000 empty seats. But you know what? That is your reality. We don't live in 1994. We live in 2024. People take picture and video of everything. So to make that go away, let's make an adjustment, a very easy adjustment, might I add. Let's do Daily's Place. Let's do our weekly television show in Daily's Place, and let's sell out the world for pay-per-views.
I'm going to go to Deanna's thing here real quick. But let me ask you this. How did WWE turn it around, in your opinion?
WWE didn't turn it around. WWE just – the fans just I don't know. Like,
you see, but that's how I feel. Like, when someone's like, explain to me how WWE became so great. I'm like, right. Vince left. Like, that's all I can
tell. Right. I mean, there's really nothing. I mean, WWE just got lucky. You know, for some reason, WWE has been able to get pretty good turnouts, even though their show has been crap except for the last 3 weeks.
Maybe people were just fed up with them, came over to AEW, and then as soon as they found out, like, oh, Triple H is running it now, I can go back. Maybe that was it.
Maybe
that's the difference. Maybe. Difference in the people. I just feel like people get on AEW for such foolishness sometimes. Like, oh, no milli. Like, if they hit 960, no million. It's goalpost moving.
Like, people who talk like that are idiots. Okay, let's move on.
Yeah. Deanna says, okay, find a place to do weekly shows that do bigger theme shows in towns. I don't know if that works too, though, like, because people are going to want it a lot of the time. I think if you do what Sean's saying, you have to spread it out and try to be fair with it. Like, I'm sure Jeff Jarrett knows people who could book, like, if you're going to be in Iowa 1 week, okay, here's a good place in Iowa for us to do it. Maybe you need to do some surveys to figure out where are the people who love AEW located. How many people in Iowa love us? How many people in Tennessee love us? You know what I mean? Like, figure out what the numbers are for your area. It could help, though. Sean's not wrong either. I could see it happening. BJ says, speaking of Punk and AEW, did you see the Scapegoats post-match promo on New Japan telling Sting congrats that he got to go out in a match with two of the best of all time? He's in House of Torture. That's what I say to him. Boo! Free Renderita. Like, I don't like House of Torture. And as soon as he went in there, I'm like, perfect. I don't have to care about you at all now. See you later.
Hilarious.
I was hoping Yano won, but they didn't do that. Speaking of marketing, I just saw TNA is going to be in my city. I might have to pull up. See? Marketing's getting better. McKinney said, don't be dissing Chase you. You're going to earn yourself an Andre Chase A-whooping. JB coming back as a new member of the Elite. I do think that's probably what's going to happen, because he's sucking up to them an awful lot in those interviews.
A whole lot.
Too much. Gamble Go, they put on great shows for talking about TNA. Good. Daily's Place is a great spot for wrestling. Matty Lowe, you're not wrong. Not wrong. They were filling it up every week during the pandemic.
Yep.
Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson, KO first round. I think it's going to be an exhibition. I don't see them letting that happen.
That's the problem. I mean, I would say knockout for Mike Tyson, too, because I don't think Jake Paul can hold him. But if it's an exhibition, they're going to carry each other for 8 rounds.
Yeah. McKinney says, as a roommate, if a chef said to you, eat with your eyes first, if that plate looks ugly or your mind will make you think the food isn't good. AEW is a great product, but the visual is ugly.
You're going to get – McKinney's point is perfectly valid. You get an indication of what you're walking into when you see a place half full. It turns you off.
I think it's games being played, too. I don't want to get too deep into it, but I think it's a lot of games being played. Listen, here's a perfect example I'm going to make with the video games, right? Sean, if I told you to go pick up AEW Fight Forever – and they're going to have an announcer in his DLC, an announcer from the NFL, and him and all his friends are going to be DLC. What would you say to that?
I'd be interested.
You'd be interested in that Pat McAfee DLC announcement of his friends that he does a podcast with.
Oh, no. That sounds okay. I understand what you're saying.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If AEW put out AEW got hatred for putting out their packs for their prices, but I'm like, dog.
No. That would be
cool. I don't want Pat McAfee.
Right, I wouldn't be interested in that.
I'm like, give me that Great Muda pack now instead of waiting until November. What is this?
No, I
just weird. just weird. But let's stick on Dynamite here for a second. Let's go back to the good. Let's go back to the good. What did you think of the new set design and the new logo set up here for this? Like, as someone who watches this on a weekly, does it look good? Did you think it was better for them to go back kind of to their roots a little bit? That's what I felt like this was. The tunnels, bright colors again, going back to like the splashes of like bigger colors. And
yeah, I thought it was a lateral move. I could take it or leave it. You know, the old setup was fine. The new setup is fine. I've heard some people say they don't like it. I could take it or leave it. It doesn't really bother me. I think it's a lateral movement.
I like it. I noticed that the turnbuckle pads, it doesn't say All Elite Wrestling anymore. Mm-hmm. It's AEW.
Right.
It's not All Elite Wrestling. It's AEW. And I was just like, interesting. Interesting. They've got new color schemes here. I know some people are like, way to rip off NXT 2.0.
That's a stretch.
Bro, they had it before you guys did. Yeah, that was probably what NXT 2.0 did it. We were like, sit down. I never liked that logo looking like that anyway.
Yeah, that's a stretch. I don't agree with that.
And Will Ospreay. How do you feel about this guy every week being on the show? Did we talk about this last week? Should you use him occasionally or should he be on the show?
We talked about it. We can touch on it again.
Go ahead.
He's the best wrestler alive today. It's a treat to see him wrestle, but he should not, and I hate to say this, but he should not be wrestling every week.
Right.
I don't want to fight no more.
That Martin and Tommy Hearn.
Love you.
I like Ospreay, man. I just don't want them to use him all the way up either. You got lots of good talent. I think
because you know what it is, because Will Ospreay doesn't know how to have a regular match.
Nah, bro goes 130 every time, and looks good doing it, man. That's all I could say. Use him sparingly. Keep him special. I saw Dynamite 2.0. The new set is meh. I just like how the bigger stars come out in the middle, though.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. Little ambiance, little kind of like subliminal, like not a face, not a heel, just, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not a good bad guy. I'm not a bad guy. I'm just the guy.
Bandit. Bandit. That's all I heard as soon as you said that. Deanna said Ospreay versus Kyle Fletcher was an amazing match. I think Kyle Fletcher stood out that night. But once again, that's Will Ospreay's guy. Like, they were in United Empire together. So, yeah. Oh, you mean the Cody Vader? Yeah. Yeah, the one that Cody probably didn't want people using. Yeah. But for heel heat, you know, waka, 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 Cody. I hope they get it together. That's all that I can say.
And they will.
They have set themselves up for some amazing matches. If Kenny Omega can be back by All In, maybe you do Kenny and Kazuchika Okada. Maybe it's going to be Hangman, Kota Ibushi, and Kenny coming back to dethrone the new Elite. I don't know what they're going to do.
Well, the bottom line is they're putting on banger pay-per-views. You keep putting on banger pay-per-views, everything's going to be all right.
I'm going to show up. They still have the television deal to work out. Can they get on Max? I know that's going to be a big part. Tony Khan's not letting negotiations go. And when WWE's getting big money, well, if they're number one and I'm number two, what you got for me?
There you go.
What you got for me? And, oh, you don't want me? Who said no to WWE? That's all they need to find out. Who said no to WWE? I got you.
No doubt.
For cheaper.
Yep.
Yep, and we'll take all that money you were going to give them. Thank you so much.
Hundreds of millions cheaper and still a big payday.
Yep.
Derek's like, come on, bruv. I agree.
Come on, bruv. Big Ospreay guy.
Sean, the best wrestler alive today. The best Let me clarify that. If your name is not Will Ospreay and you breathe in oxygen and fill up your lungs to go through life, you are not the best wrestler in the world. Because there's only one guy on God's green earth, not Roman Reigns, not CM Punk, not Chris Jericho, not Seth Rollins, not Okada. Will Ospreay, the best wrestler alive today.
Okada might be. We'll see. He might come for that title if he can.
And not Bryan Danielson either.
Let me say this. So I've been doing my EPW awards a little early. So I went in and I was like, let me add some of the best matches that have happened recently in the last 3 months. I started adding them up. I see a couple names frequently. Will Ospreay is number one.
Of course, as he should be.
Bryan Danielson is also on there quite frequently. And I would say a couple more names that I'll throw in there. Eddie Kingston was a surprise. I saw his name on there. And I think Gunther will be a surprise for a lot of people, too, that his name will be on there for best matches.
For the people who are listening to us on audio, when he said Eddie Kingston, I made a face. I don't want you guys to think that I don't like – I love Eddie Kingston. But Eddie Kingston is not a better professional wrestler than Will Ospreay.
Not arguing that at all. Yeah. I think Eddie Kingston's done very well for himself. His stories and getting himself over. And
he's a tremendous talent.
I think Danielson's part of the reason for that. And the setup line that me and Derek were talking about was you said you were going to find me the next time you did something. He threw money on him. Mm. That's called Making It Rain. Who came out right after that? Okada. And you thought that Okada was your friend, but he was like, no, I'm the only one who makes it rain. Clothesline Rainmaker.
He needs a new finishing move. I said it. Nobody else wants to say it. I said it.
You're not feeling the Rainmaker? Did you see the guy on Collision who got hit with it?
Nah, I hear you. I've seen short arm clotheslines for my whole life.
Bruh, that clothesline looked bad on the dude who
took. You know what? Hot take. Jake the Snake's short clothesline is better than Okada's.
It might be.
Just saying. I'm gonna break out my new finishing move. You know what it's called? It's called a super kick. You ever heard of it?
Here's the problem, though. Some people, you can't get away with some of that stuff today. Would I love it if Alex Hammerstone won matches with a power slam? Absolutely. I can appreciate that. You can appreciate that. But not when I just saw the Canadian flipping destroyer kicked out of my people. Like, it's just tough, I think, to get moves over nowadays.
Hey, Conrad, I have a finishing move. I'm about to be a pro wrestler. I'm going to have a finishing move. It's going to be unstoppable. You want to know what
it is? The Wasteland?
It's called the Fireman's Carry Takeover. You ever heard of it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. One of the worst finishing moves ever, bro.
Matt Lopez says he thinks Ospreay Danielson will be violent.
Yeah,
there's going to be some bleeding chest in that one, I think. Eddie is a people's champ, our underdog. I love Eddie Kingston. Eddie Kingston's great on the mic. That's where he sells his tickets and where he makes his money.
Factuals.
Sean, I got nothing else for this episode today. I think we've talked
about them out. And I think we flowed through the show. It's been crazy, a good hour and a half. Look, man, we're rolling. Next week will be 81 episodes on the road to WrestleMania. We're in our third calendar year. I know that doesn't sound like it makes sense from a number standpoint because there's only 52 weeks in a year, but we started in 2022. We went all the way through 2023, and now we're into 2024. That's why I say we're in our third calendar year. We're rolling, brother.
We are. It's a beautiful thing, man. I appreciate everyone who rocks with us, subscribes to us, shows us love on the audio platforms. It's been a good thing, man. I'm having fun. I'm enjoying it. Thursday, April 4th, you have to go over to Hubbard Wrestling Weekly, subscribe. Sean and me, WrestleMania predictions. We're going to have guests. We're going to have fun. It's going to be crazy. Are we still doing our trivia? WrestleMania trivia
will be part of the show as well.
Get in that chat. Make sure that you are there.
Might have a giveaway. I cannot reveal any details, but we might have a giveaway as well.
Be there. Me and Derek, Dynamite this Wednesday, 10:10. After the show goes off the air, even if you can only pop in for a little bit, hop in. Come show us some love, man. We appreciate it. And I appreciate all of you. Sean, take us out of here, brother.
Yes, sir. Brother Conrad, we appreciate you as always. The flagship, the man, the myth, the legend, Conrad Cushman, represent everything pro wrestling. I am the humble and thankful Sean Hubbard of Hubbard Wrestling Weekly. And we are Clash of the Podcast. Thank you guys so much for everybody being here tonight. We continue to keep this momentum going. Next week, God willing, it'll be 81 weeks in a row. 81 weeks in a row. And I'm really fired up about that. So once again, for Conrad, my name is Sean. God bless. Be encouraged. Enjoy Monday Night Raw tonight. I am back to boycotting Raw. I've been watching too much WWE lately. I've watched two SmackDowns in a row. That's not acceptable. I'm going back to boycotting. But if something good
happens. If you smell.
I know, right? out of nowhere, glass breaks, and I'm like, what's going on here? So, you know, Conrad, you know the routine. If something crazy happens, make sure you text me. You know, McKinney and Leezy for Sheezy and Guy Will Gamble. If something crazy pops off, man, let me know. But in the meantime and in between time, we are Clash of the Podcast. Be encouraged, be blessed, and always remember, evil never, ever, ever prevails. We'll talk to you next week.